California is moving ahead with shaping a final version of the vegetation treatment plant, the VTP for short, vegetation treatment plan. I keep calling it plant. It involves plants. VTP is intended to treat vegetation in fire-prone areas before it can become fuel for a major fire. As we've seen in the last few years, major fires are now a regular occurrence in the state, with the largest fire in California's recorded history just behind us. The Thomas Fire destroyed or damaged more than 1,200 homes and other buildings north of Los Angeles. The vegetation treatment plan is out in the form of a draft Program Environmental Impact Report, or PEIR. A comment period on it just closed, so we're on to the next step in the near future. Matt Diaz is the executive officer at the California Board of Forestry and Fire Protection and our guest on the exchange. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeffrey. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, I want to be clear. The VTP was envisioned long before some of these major fires. How long a process has this been?
The process has been ongoing for quite some time. The Board of Forestry and Fire Protection has been working on this environmental analysis, if you will, for over a decade. And so over the course of that decade, it's been an iterative process. It's gone out for public comment several times. We've had collaborative meetings with stakeholders trying to build a program that's going to be effective into the future. So we've spent a fair amount of time and energy on this project.
So, Matt, has there been some controversy about it? Is that why it's taken so long, or just a couple of reroutings and changes in direction based on events on the ground?
There, I would say that there's been some concerns expressed. There have been concerns expressed by various stakeholders over the course of that 10-year period, but the conditions environmentally have changed within the state, or seemingly changed within the state over the course of this decade as well. So based on the increased level of wildfire acreage that is burning on an annual basis, the increased suppression costs that the state is experiencing, the continued and ongoing increases in loss of residential structures and life, for that matter, all these pieces have added into the document being revised over the course of the decade.
In other words, the events have exceeded some of your expectations, perhaps, about how fast fires would get as big as they have gotten?
It's hard for me to say that it's exceeded expectations. I mean, the conditions are what they are at this particular point. And so, as you mentioned, the Thomas Fire being the largest fire in California history. It was not long ago that the Rim Fire in 2013 was the largest timber-based fire in California history. We had the North Bay fires with the extreme loss of structures and life associated with that particular wildfire complex. So it's difficult for me to say that I had any expectations, but I can say that the conditions that are present are unprecedented, and therefore action by this board, by the Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, is clearly necessary at this point.
Matt, has there been a CAL FIRE program on this scale before? I mean, we're talking about vegetation treatment across the state of California, and it's significant. We'll get into the numbers in just a moment, but I mean, is this larger than anything CAL FIRE and its board have talked about before?
So when you say larger, are you talking about the program itself, or
just the scope of the program itself? Yeah,
I would say that there has been a clear there's a clear need from not only the perspective of CAL FIRE, but the state in general to increase the pace and scale of prevention activities in California. And so, in terms of the numbers, if you will, as we'll talk about here in a moment, I would say that those numbers are higher than has been in the recent past, but the vegetation management program has been long-lived. Prevention activities in the state of California is not really a new management regime or anything of that nature. It's just at this point, it's become clear that the pace and scale of those prevention activities needs to increase.
All right, so you're really ramping it up. And so do these projections include or incorporate climate change, assumptions about greater heat, less precipitation, things like that?
It addresses all environmental conditions, including greenhouse gases, climate change, biological resources, archaeological resources. So all aspects, I should say that there's a requirement. This draft document at this point is being prepared pursuant to the California Environmental Quality Act. It is an EIR, a program EIR. And there's requirements within CEQA, the Environmental Quality Act of California, to assess several different environmental factors, climate change being one, greenhouse gases being one, as well as a myriad of other resource subjects.
Matt Diaz is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the executive officer at the California Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, which is the board that oversees CAL FIRE itself, which is the Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, and also the people putting into effect, ultimately, the Vegetation Treatment Plan, or VTP, which is now out, as you heard, in program EIR form. Just close the comment period, so we're moving ahead to the next step. You can join the conversation on the exchange about fire in California, more generally in fire across the region, because it looks very similar on both sides of the state line, but we're talking about California vegetation management. Join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone. Send your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Matt, we have generally tree-dominated, grass-dominated, and shrub-dominated landscapes is the way it's divided up in the EIR. Is there some admission or assumptions in the EIR that some of these landscapes might not stay the same as climate changes?
I would say that as you look at the 1.3 million acres of California's landscape that burned over this last year, that the conditions as a result of those that wildfire activity is likely to change portions of that vegetation, the associated vegetation types that are within the perimeters of those fires. The vegetation management program itself really looks at, or the vegetation management program, the projects that would be implemented under this programmatic EIR really has three treatment types, if you will, or three objectives. That's looking at wildland urban interface treatments, fuel break treatments, and ecological restoration treatments. So the goal of the actual projects themselves, the subsequent activities that would be completed under the program, is not really to change the vegetation types, but rather to make the vegetation types more resilient to wildfire more resilient to wildfire activity as we move forward in time.
And are we talking about vegetation treatment just on the lands protected by CAL FIRE?
Yeah, it's important to note that this program, the CAL FIRE program, applies to a designation within the state of California called State Responsibility Area. That State Responsibility Area encompasses about 32 million acres in California. The treatments, the vegetation management program, contemplates treating of approximately 23 million of those acres or 22 million of those acres over the life of this document. And so we're looking at about 50,000 acres of that 22 million acres being treated on an annual basis. So there is a geographic scope associated where the program is applicable to apply. The SRA is the state responsibility area is a portion or a geographic designation of areas where CAL FIRE has a responsibility for both suppression activities as well as prevention activities. And that's where the VMP program would be operating on.
All right. So of the 32 million acres, roughly 23 million targeted for treatment, 60,000 acres a year. You mentioned the three major efforts, wildland urban interface, fuel breaks, and restoration. Is any one of these significantly larger than the other two?
Well, the fuel breaks at this point and the wildland urban interface treatments and the ecological restoration treatments, the numbers associated with this are what those individual treatments are analyzed in the EIR. I would have to get back to you in terms of the exact numbers on each one of those, but the ecological restoration aspect of it is a key component of the program itself. It's difficult at this point because the projects, the subsequent activities are looking at implementation over this very broad landscape, and the exact designation of each individual project is not identified right now. That would be conducted. The identification of those acreages or those project locations would be done in collaboration with private landowners, public stakeholders to a certain extent, other state agencies. And so it's difficult to ascertain exactly what percentage of what treatment type will occur. But the goal of the program itself is to analyze, or the PEIR is to analyze, the potential impacts or the potential significant adverse impacts associated with each of these resource subject matters as they relate to the project types themselves that may occur over the course of time.
We have an email here from Luke, no town given. He says, in our area, large, relatively high-severity fire runs are triggered by winds, weather, and topography. When fires blow up, crews essentially back away and utilize indirect firefighting tactics. If fuel is often not responsible for large fire runs, again, winds, weather, topography, how does your VTP program reduce the likelihood of large fires? That's one question. I'm also interested to know if your proposed treatments will work on protecting communities and homes, or will they be focused on treating backcountry areas that do not provide protection for communities? That, again, from Luke.
So Luke's comments are accurate to a certain extent, but fuel plays a significant role in wildfire activity. Topography, fuel, weather conditions, and fuels are the main drivers in wildfire activity. So when you look at a treatment standard such as a fuel break, that fuel break activity or that project itself is set up in a manner that would allow CAL FIRE to conduct backfiring activities from a safer, safe zone, if you will, where the vegetation has been treated in that area, allowing suppression activities to essentially have an initial attack or direct attack or indirect attack from that fuel break, that's been implemented on the landscape. It's a safe zone where individuals can get in there and actually conduct activities. When you're looking at wildland-urban interface treatments, that's a vegetation treatment with the ultimate goal of stopping or reducing the risk of wildfires coming from the wildlands into the urban interface. But vice versa, looking at the other way, there are fires that start within the urban landscape, if you will, and move into the wildlands. And so the other goal would be stopping fires that are starting within the urban environment and then migrating into the wildlands. So each individual treatment has a different goal. Can you please reiterate his second comment again?
Interested to know if your proposed treatments will work on protecting communities and homes, or if you're going to be focused on treating backcountry areas that don't provide protection for communities.
So, again, that kind of comes back to my comment a moment ago where the program applies to the state responsibility area. It contemplates treating or implementing projects across the state responsibility area. That SRA doesn't incorporate urban landscapes per se, but the SRA does in many cases back right down to the back doors of these built-out urban environments, which again is the wildland urban interface. And so one of the key components to this is to implement projects in that wildland urban interface to address, again, fires moving into those landscapes, those urban landscapes, or out of urban landscapes into the wildland areas.
We have an email from Wolfgang in Sunny Valley with a couple of concerns. One of them is why you're on now rather than toward the end of the comment period. That's on us. We tried to make contact sooner and were unsuccessful. Other questions, though, are about whether vegetation management is much else other than logging.
Logging itself, you know, logging itself, when people think of logging, it's got a commercialization aspect to it. The VTP program, the VMP program, doesn't really at all contemplate any kind of commercial activity. These are non-commercial projects that are focused on fuel hazard reduction. And so, again, we're looking at, increasing the pace and scale of prescribed fire as a key piece to it. Hand treatments by individual crews that are contractors that are able to get out and do some hand treatments, mechanical treatments, herbicide treatments to a certain extent, and prescribed herbivory as well. So it's really expanding the toolbox that the CAL FIRES Prevention Program currently has and trying to get these projects conducted in a efficient and timely manner.
Matt Diaz, again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the executive officer at the California Board of Forestry and Fire Protection. We're talking about VTP, the Vegetation Treatment Program. You did mention herbicides a moment ago. I have to wonder if you got a bunch of comments on just that part of the VTP EIR.
In earlier iterations of the draft document, we did receive a comment on the utilization of herbicides. Herbicides are contemplated about at a rate of approximately 10% of the treatment applications. Again, I kind of went through that list of prescribed fire, which we're contemplating 50% of the vegetation treatments would be conducted via prescribed fire, 10% approximately by hand crews, 20% through mechanical treatments, approximately 10% on herbicide treatments, and 10% through herbivory. The use of herbicides at this point are contemplated as a prudent and judicious use of that tool for the maintenance of fuel breaks or other projects that are implemented. So there's just really, it becomes a matter of economics to a certain extent, where the initial treatments can be quite costly, but the maintenance treatments can be very effective, economically speaking, if a pruned use of herbicides are applied to a previously treated landscape or a previously treated project. But we did receive comment on it, and the board did hear that comment and did revise the draft document to better clarify the use of herbicides within the VMP program.
Let's talk about the vegetation treatment, because what is there a price tag attached to this? And if it's significantly above what Cal Fire gets now, where does the money come from?
So the treatment costs are quite varied. Again, when I went down that list, everything from mechanical to hand treatments, mm-hmm. there's a very broad and varied economic price tag associated with those treatments. The program, the VMP program at this time, is funded through the cap and trade program that California has implemented recently. And so the vegetation management program receives funds from the state of California that come from cap and trade. There's a greenhouse gas reduction fund that will also assist in paying for part of this VMP program as well.
So just a couple seconds left, Matt. What's the step now? Since the comment period is closed, do you move on to the final version of the environmental impact report?
Well, we received 63 letters of comment at this particular time. Myself and other board staff will be taking a very close look at those public comments, presenting the public comment to the board. In fact, they've already received all the letters that we've received, and the board will be looking at those comments and potentially contemplate making further revisions to the document.
All right, so a couple of months, you think?
I suspect that it'll be at least a couple of months from this point.
All right, so along about mid-year, we'll probably check back in and see what's up with the vegetation treatment plan for California, coming from the California Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, where Matt Diaz is the executive officer. Thanks for joining us today on The Exchange.
Thank you for the opportunity.